The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by A2X Accounting. Financials are crucial for making good business decisions, unless your financials are a hot mess. And that's where A2X comes in. It takes those opaque lump payments that Shopify, Amazon, and other platforms drop into your bank account and reconciles them all up and puts everything in its perfect place. So your revenues get dated perfectly into the right month, so you know what your correct gross margin is. Breaks out your Amazon fees, so you know when Uncle Bezos is charging you a little bit more than he was the month before. It breaks out your shipping revenue from your product revenue, so you know when you need to charge more for shipping and freight, and dumps it all beautifully and perfectly into QuickBooks or Xero. Most importantly, perhaps, it's super easy to use and reliable, rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by ECF members in the ECF review directory. So if you want to start getting your books into shape and make better decisions, check them out at ecommercefuel.com/A2X. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell, the largest and most popular upsell app in the Shopify marketplace, trusted by over 11,000 users, over 1,900 Shopify Plus stores. Man, it is hard to get people to your store these days, whether you're doing organic or whether you're trying to get down in the muck that is Facebook ads these days with the disaster that that has become. You want to take advantage when people actually show up. And if you give people a chance, 1 in 6 will spend more money with you if you send them a personalized, targeted, relevant upsell offer, which is what OneClick Upsell makes it super easy to do. You can do it pre-purchase, post-purchase, give them lots of different options. It makes it incredibly easy, and they've helped store owners generate over $200 million in additional revenue. So if you want a slice of that, and you want to get started, you can get started really quickly with them in just a few minutes, get your first upsell up and running, check them out at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brands build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today on the show, I thought I would do a little solo episode about something that's come up a few times, came up recently with me with a company I was advising on, if you should buy another e-commerce company. And it could be like just adding another random one, but more likely than not, it's should you buy that business, that competitor, you know, that site that looks like it could be a really interesting strategic addition to your business. Maybe the product line is complementary. Maybe, you know, maybe it's just something you're really interested in. Whatever it is, like we've all been there, or many of us have. This looks like an interesting business. It's too good to resist. Should you do it? And I wanted to give you, you know, 6 or 7 reasons and things to think through before you pull the trigger, because it's a huge deal, right? Like, even a great investment buying a business is a massive decision. It takes a lot of time and commitment. So I wanted to walk through a handful of these things. First thing is, do you understand why they're selling? And I kind of answer this one for you. You don't understand why they're selling. Sure, they may say in their discussions with you and the prospectus that the slick broker has put together, whatever it is, they may tell you, oh, it's, you know, I just want to spend more time on other projects, or, you know, whatever reason they give you, it could be true, but man, selling, trying to buy something is such a massive asymmetry of information. You genuinely don't know what's going on. And yeah, so you got to go in eyes wide open for this. And so, yeah, due diligence, talking with the owner, getting a really good sense of that. You don't understand. So that's a risk. The second one leading into that, and kind of tied in with that, is do you have the skills to diligence this deal well? You know, if you're going to diligence a deal well, you can definitely hire people to help you look at things on the analytics side or the financial thought side. But really, especially on the financial side, unless you're going to bring in a very expensive person, are you comfortable going in and recreating an income statement? You know, putting, you know, because chances are the finances are going to be a mess. Can you perform an SEO backlink audit? Do you feel good doing that? How good do you feel looking at the traffic, where the traffic comes from the business, reconstructing financials, you know, thinking about all of the little potential questions to ask about, you know, in terms of looking for potential lawsuits, if those are outstanding, or contracts or supplier things. Like, there's just so much to think about, not just from a scope standpoint, but from a skill standpoint to dive in to be able to do that. So do you have the skills to diligence the deal well, or how well do you think you could do that? Number three, do you understand the company's reputation? This was actually one where that I'd invested in was considering buying a business, and it seemed like everything was perfect. The company had been around for years, they had a well-known product, existing customers traditionally had loved them. And there'd been a few PR issues in the past, but they were largely behind the brand, or so the potential buyers thought. And I originally gave him some bad advice. I kind of said like, hey, it seems like, you know, you guys know this space. It seems like it's probably that, you know, with new owners, they're going to look past the, you know, it's most of the customers are going to realize there's new ownership and it's less of a liability. But in chatting with, when the owners actually started chatting with the potential, the customers of this potential acquisition, people who, you know, were frequents of the brand, they realized that their reputation really had been soured over the years. So a big thing to think about, do you understand the reputation? Do you understand the space that they're in? Because it's massively important to know. And sometimes it takes a little digging to get in there. Number four, do you have the bandwidth to do a deal, even if it's a really great opportunity? And you know, having done, oh man, at this point, maybe 6 to 8 deals over the years, like I can tell you with a high degree of certainty that like, if you take the time that you think it's going to take and then you double it and then you add another 20%, then you might be getting close to the amount of time it's going to take to get the deal done. Or if not the time, at least on a bandwidth issue and the work level issue. So even if there's a great opportunity out there, it just always takes so much time, so much longer than you think. And so, yeah, are you ready to have the next quarter or two largely taken over by the business? It could, I mean, potentially, yeah, but it's got to be a pretty great strategic move thinking through that. So think about it from a bandwidth perspective. This is an interesting one. Will you starve your core business of financing? So if you're an e-commerce business, you know, one of the biggest challenges is financing your growth, because as you grow, you have to order replace increasingly larger POs for inventory that you're going to sell in 6 months, and it's just a cash-sucking machine. And so if you're going to go out and buy a new company, unless you get really creative with the financing, which maybe you can arrange some seller financing or something like that. But if you have to put any debt on the company in terms of, you know, to be able to place a down payment, even for like an SBA loan or whatever it is, if you're taking on more debt, it's going to make it harder for you to finance the inventory growth that you're going to have for your existing business. So a little more in the weeds than I probably want to get to on the episode today, but you'll have more inventory, or you'll have more earnings coming in potentially from that new business, but that debt load could really cripple your ability to grow as fast as you want. So a big consideration is if you're going to be financing the deal, which honestly, a lot of these deals are going to be financed, is that going to hurt your ability to grow and your financing going forward? Another big thing to think about is like, what kind of leverage do you have? You know, generally, I think you've got like, there's leverage from a macro standpoint and a micro standpoint. So macro, what I mean the general environment. If you look out right now, it's a really good time, you know, circa April 2022 to sell a business. Maybe not the absolute peak. Maybe we've softened a little bit in the last 3 or 4 months, but it's a pretty dang good time to sell. And so if you're going out there looking to buy a business, you probably don't have a lot of leverage. Any savvy seller is going to realize it's a seller's market and they're going to make you pay up. Not always, but oftentimes you just don't have leverage on a micro standpoint. So that's one thing to keep in mind. On a micro standpoint, you know, is why, and I think you got to be careful. You don't want to exploit people. You don't want to take advantage of people in terrible situations. But you also, you know, sometimes people are willing to part for things for personal reasons at a level that will make sense to you when otherwise it wouldn't. You know, maybe people really are just done and over something, or maybe they've got a massive opportunity on their side they need to liquidate an asset for so they can take advantage of it, or some kind of either time or strategic issue that gives you, you know, an edge and the ability to buy something at a great deal. So much, I think, of investing is about buying well and investing at reasonable prices. Yeah, it's a huge consideration. So not just, I wouldn't even think just like, is this a good fit for our brand? Does it fit in with our business? But like, can we get it at a very fair or a great price? Would be something I would think about too. Have you fully tapped the opportunities in your current business? I feel like, man, getting to be an old man at this point, been in the game for a little while. And I feel like the longer I am around, the more and more I think, why am I doing so many different things? I should be doing one or two things exceptionally well. I should be doing fewer things. And that probably should be something I'll talk about on a future episode. But yeah, I really feel like there's so much of our current businesses that we have not tapped well, that we haven't done a good job optimizing or streamlining or marketing or fully sussing out, that to go out and try to grab new things to put on our plate is oftentimes it seems like an easy way and it's fun and it's different, but it's probably not the best use of our time. So have you fully tapped the opportunity in your current business? And chances are probably not. And then finally, probably could have put this one at the top. How complementary are the businesses, customers, and product lines for the business you have versus the business you're thinking about buying? It'd be a hard sell for me to think about trying to buy a complete standalone business that I couldn't plug into my existing business. Just because if you can pick up a business, all things equal, pick up a business that you can cross-sell the products to the customers that you have in your existing business and vice versa, that's just such an infinitely higher value add than if you have two completely independently siloed businesses where the customers don't care about what you're doing in the other space. So, you know, granted, sometimes there's a business you love and you love the product line, or maybe you get it for an amazingly good deal. But I mean, why buy another business that doesn't make sense? I mean, obviously that's the goal for most people, but if it's not, it just makes it the deal you need to get, the strength of the business needs to be that much stronger if you're not going to be able to increase the value of the existing asset and business that you have. So quickly summing up, do you understand why they're selling? Spoiler alert, no, you do not. So proceed carefully. Do you have the skills to do diligence, the deal well? Do you understand the reputation, like really, really understand the reputation in the space? Do you have the bandwidth for it to take 2 to 3 times longer than you think? Will you starve your core business of financing? Do you have any kind of micro or macro leverage or, you know, position to be able to negotiate from strength? Have you fully tapped the opportunity in your current business? And are you going to be able to increase the value of your current business asset by buying this one, by instantly having customers who can, you know, are interested in the product lines and services of both products or both businesses rather? So I hope with this episode is that someone listens to it that's thinking about buying a shiny new object and neglecting their wonderful business who could use a little more TLC and say, what am I doing? I'm going to go back to my first love and, you know, give it the love it needs. And, or, you know, on the other side too, hopefully if you're thinking about a business and it passes all these tests after you've thought about it, you can think through, hey man, yeah, this actually, I can go through with this with more confidence because it seems like, yeah, it passes all of these kind of criteria. So hope this was helpful. We talk about a lot of this kind of stuff in the e-commerce fuel forums in terms of deal structure and should you buy another business. We'll actually I'll link up to a thread in the forums that's actually dedicated just to that. Have you bought another business, another e-commerce business, and how did it go? So if you want to talk with other in the trenches people that are doing this kind of stuff and can give you real meaningful battle-tested feedback, you should check us out if you're not a member already. And you can do that at ecommercefuel.com. We'll be back next week with a new guest, a little bit more of an in-depth episode. And yeah, we will talk to you then. And thanks so much for listening. The fact that you've stuck around through that much e-commerce nerding out and geekery tells me you just might be a good fit for the e-commerce fuel community. It's the largest group of 7- and 8-figure store owners on the planet. And it's a packed, active discussion board, multiple live events throughout the year, and so much more. So if that kind of sounds interesting, you should check it out, learn more, and consider applying for membership at ecommercefuel.com. Also, big thanks to one-click upsell from Zipify Apps. Rapidly increase your average order value by offering targeted high-converting upsells. You can get started at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. And also A2X, saving you hours of wasted time and frustration by making e-commerce reconciliation easy. Learn more at ecommercefuel.com/A2X. Thanks so much for listening. Work hard, adventure often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network live from New York.